Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Yonos and Rav Mordechai Ephraim, for Rav Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai, and for Rav Shmuel Binyamin Mitishin Rav Halel, the Baruch HaVatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadayim. We're basing this on the Sefer Shiurei Hagradash of Rav Beryl Schwartzman Zatzal, Simon Tess, and Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on Gimel Amid Beis asks, according to Rabbah, who explains that the Shliach has to say B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtam, because of the din of Lishma, that's why, because Ein Biki and Lishma, and therefore you have to say B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtam, in order to ensure that it was Lishma. Who's the Tana that requires both Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma? B'fanei Nechtav Ksiva, B'fanei Nechtam Chasima. Who's the Tana that requires both? Rav Meir, if it's according to Rav Meir, who holds that Eidei Chasima Karsi, that it's the Eidei Chasima that are required, then that only means that you need Chasima Lishma, you don't need Ksiva Lishma. That it says V'Kasavla means V'Chasam, writing means the signing. So why would you need Ksiva Lishma? And Rav Elazar, the Svirle, who Rav Elazar holds that Eidei Mesira Karsi, then you only require Ksiva Lishma, you don't require Chasima Lishma. Because then because of his Kipshuto talking about the Ksiva and not the Chasima, he says Eidei Mesira Karsi, he doesn't need Eidei Chasima. So therefore for him the Kvukasav is going on the Ksiva, he requires Ksiva Lishma. And for the Gemara and Taftalat Amar Aleph, that really it's Rav Elazar. And when does Rabbi Eliezer not require chesima? When there are no edim at all, then you don't need chesima. But when there are edim, then the chesima has to be lishma, because Rabbi Abba says that mod Rabbi Eliezer b'mezuyuf mitocho is pasul. That Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if it's mezuyuf mitocho, that if the get is inherently on the get, it's mezuyuf, it's forged, it's not a good get, so it's pasul, even if you have good Eidei Mesira, but if you have also Eidei Chasima, it has to be Lishma, otherwise it's mezuyuf mitocho, and it's pasul. And there were three shitas said about this din of mezuyuf mitocho, as we're going to see. The Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Geirush and Halacha Chetz, brings the shita of the Gaonim. Yesh mi she'omer shim chasmo ha'edim shalo lishma, ho'el vuka mezuyuf mitocho, arez a get batul. Some people say that if the Edim sign Shelo Lishma, since it's like Mezuyif Mitocho, the get is batal. V'cheinim haya echad made of pasul, isha bo eid echad bilvad kosher. Af bishanim serbe Edim, raise a get batal. And also, if one of the Edim was pasul, there's only one kosher eid. Even though it's nimser be Edim, it's batal. Why? Because it's Mezuyif Mitocho, the bad chasim has messed up the get. So even though you don't need, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Edei chasima, if the Edim were chosim on the get, their chasima is part of the ksivas haget, and the din lishma refers to the chasima as well. As the Rashba explained, Dalet Amad Aleph, di ramas levi bayis ema, this shita, mishum de ledideh, that according to him, according to Rabbi Eliezer, ksiva lishma bay, you require ksiva lishma, v'chasimasam shel Edim, michlal ksivas hageti. And the chsima is included in the ksiva, the pam shein kan edei mesira, because sometimes there are no edei mesira, v'zed getzem iskayim b'chosamav, v'kosher af l'Rabbi Eliezer, d'mei marmrin, and kevin shen iskayim b'chosamav, lav mezuyafu. Sometimes you don't have edei chsima. So this get is mekuyim al yedei the edei. Sometimes you don't have edei mesira. So this get is mekuyim al yedei edei chsima, edei the chsimos. And because we say that since it was mekuyim by the chasimos, it's not mezuyif. We want to know that it's a kasher get, and the chasimos show us, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's a kasher get. But kaven de eidei chasima mashvu la get kasher bevadei mechal ksivas hagete. Since you see that the eidei chasima make it into a get kasher, it's included in the ksiva. So you don't need eidei chasima, but if you have them, they have to be kosher, and that's included in the ksivas haget. Just like the ksivas lishma, so to the chasima must be lishma. And according to the sheet of the Ga'onim quoted by the Rambam, that it says in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Eliezer, when the Edim were chosim shelo lishma, it's pasul als mezuyuf misocho. That's a psul doiraisa. That since they sign the get and were pasul, or not lishma, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the get is pasul midaraisa, even though it was given in front of Ede Mesira. So according to the Shitas HaGaonim, Mizuyaf mitocho is psul daraisa. The Rashba asked on this Shita and Dalet Amud Aleph, Softi Bramasli Bezema, that since you don't require Ede Chasima beget, so therefore Vikasav is not talking about the Chasima, it's just talking about the Ksiva. Umehechetesi, that when there is a chasima, that midaraisa, the chasima has to also be lishma. If you don't require chasima, and Vakasav is only talking about the ksiva, then mehechetesi, that when you have a chasima, the chasima has to be lishma. The Vakasav is only going on the ksiva, not on the chasima. So mehechetesi, that the chasima also has to be lishma. That's Shitas HaGaonim. Shitas HaGaonim is that the psul mezuyaf mitocho is daraisa, and if the chasima is done not lishma, it's psul daraisa. And then we asked, but then how do you learn the pasuk? For kasev is referring to the chasima, not to the chasima. So you don't even need eidei chasima. Just if you have them, they have to be lishma. But then the vakasev is talking about eidei ksiva. So who says that the eidei chasima have to be lishma? The Rambam argues there, and he writes that the get is possible in such an instance, mishum mizuyaf mitocho, only midrabanan. V'lo yirali davar zeh, alakim mizuyaf, loy mizuyaf vaday, ha'olv v'nimser ve'edim k'sheirim reiz apostle midivreyem. This doesn't sit well with me, and it's only kin mizuyaf, it's not mamish mizuyaf, it's not a mizuyaf vaday. Mizuyaf midrabanan. Since it was given beidim sheirim, it's a kosher get midaraisa, but it's pasul midivrei midrabanan. So too in the Rambam, Perak Aleph Halacha Yitzayin, legab beidim psulim shechasmu beget, v'nimser bifnei eidim mesira ksheirim. The get is pasul midrabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have eidim psulim that signed the get, and then it was given bifnei eidim mesira ksheirim, the get is pasul only midrabanan. The Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivav brings both shitas lahalacha. B'chasmu eidim shelo lishma v'yesh eidim mesira, is the get pasul midaraisa or only midrabanan? Shitas Hagonim midaraisa, shitas Rambam midrabanan. The Rambam writes, hoil v'nimser be'edei mesira ksheirim, eino pasul midaraisa. Since it was given with eidei mesira ksheirim, it's not pasul daraisa. In other words, dafka, in an instance where there are eidei mesira, the Rambam holds that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the get is kasher midaraisa. But if it wasn't given by eidei mesira, then even according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have an ikuv daraisa, that the chasimas ha'edim must be lishma. If it was given be'ede mesira, then only the chasimas are only drabbanan. But if it was given be'ede chasima alone, without ede mesira, then the chasimas are daraisa. V'chein mefurish b'shulchan aruch im lochasmu ha'edim lishma im nasnu la b'loy ede mesira einoy get. If they didn't sign it lishma, and they give it to her without eidei mesira, it's bechlal not a get. And even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that v'kasav is ksivas haget, nevertheless, when the eidei chasima are the karsi, they're the ones who established the kashrus of the get, the Rambam holds that the chasima has to be lishma, like other ksivas, like the rest of the ksiva of the get. So the fizeh, medar farshtein, nachmer, the kasha, the rashba. Since when there are eidei mesira, the Rambam holds that v'kasav is not referring to chasimas ha'edim. If there are eidei mesira, the Vekasav is not referring to the Chesimus Ha'edim, how does the Din Vekasav change the Fiyah Inyan? And when there are no Eidim Asira, then the Din of Vekasav is also going on the Chesima. How can that be? What's Vekasav? Is Vekasav on the Chesima or on the Mesira? But according to the Rambam, it's fluid. If there are Eidei Mesira, then the Vekasav is going on the Ksiva alone. And if there are no Eidei Mesira, then it's going on the Chesima as well. Make sense that the Torah would work that way. That the words Vekasav sometimes means this, sometimes means that. According to the Gonim, we also had a kasha. That was the Rashba's kasha and the Gonim. Who hold that when you have Eidei Mesira, even though you have Eidei Mesira, but if you have Eidei Chesima also the Eidei Chesima Doraisa, so that means also in an instance where you have Eidei Chesima, the Vekasav is going like Chesima as well. How can that be? Sometimes it means this, sometimes it means that. So sometimes it means this and sometimes it means that is a kasha both in the Rambam and on the Gaonim. According to the Gaonim, we hold that when you have Chesimus, there's Doraisa. And the Vekasav, therefore, when you have Chesimus, is going on that as well. But only when you have Chesimus, when you don't, it's not. According to the Rambam, no. When you have Eidei Mesira, the Chesima is only Darabanan. When you don't have Eidei Mesira, then the Chesima is Daraisa, and then the Vekasav is going on both as well. What's going on over here? So that's the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Gaonim. Third Shita is that of the Gra and Evin Ezer, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Osches. That La'olam, Rabbi Ezer doesn't hold any Eidei Chesima L'shem Daraisa, even if there are no Eidei Mesira. And the Gra explains, Kevin the Vekasav Lokoya Chesima Klal, Chesima the Get. Because we're talking about the Chesima. The Chesima is a din in shtar, not a din in the get. And why then do you need a Chesima l'shma when you have it? Atu ksiva. It's a din d'rabbanan. It's the third sheet. Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we are going to find a better Havana in the Shita of the Gaonim and the Shita of the Rambam. We should all be Zocha Lilmo de Lelamid Lishma Velasas of the Chaim is called the Reis Amit Rasa Behava, Amen Via Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.